Hey Singapore, you're watching episode 13 of SG Sports Uncut. I'm your host Raj Kumar, and today's spotlight is on winter sports. So let's now hear from our friends from the Singapore Ice Skating Association. Hi everyone, welcome to episode 13 of SG Sports Uncut. The Gen Secretary of Singapore's Ice Skating Association, Alicia Tan, will start this discussion with you. We're already midway through February 2020. What's the latest happenings at CISA, which is of course Singapore's Ice Skating Association?
Well, thank you Raj for having us today. The year has started off very well for Singapore Ice Skating. The first weekend of January saw us hosting the NOC Open Short Track Trophy, which is supported by the International Skating Union. We had 149 skaters from 14 countries, which made it the biggest ever short track competition in Southeast Asia. And that is an almost 50% increase over the previous year, which goes to show how quickly the sport is growing in our region.
The previous year, was it hosted by us or another country?
Yes, hosted by us as well. Wow. Yeah. So far it's been with us for the last few years. Okay. And it keeps growing, the numbers keep growing. Right after C Trophy, our skaters Cheyenne and Xingfeng traveled to Montreal, Canada for the inaugural Four Continents Short Track Championships. So they were the first Singapore representatives at that competition.
Wow.
Right after that, we made history by flying the Singapore flag for the very first time at the Winter Youth Olympic Games in Lausanne. We sent two skaters, Trevor and Alisa, who joined Matthew of Ice Hockey, to become the first three Singaporeans to represent Singapore at the Winter Youth Games. So, a very good start to the year.
It's a great start, like you said. Besides staging the ISU, International Skating Union sanctioned event, like you say, the C Trophy, I understand there was also a famous Olympic star who was in the Republic just a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, yes, we did. Thanks to the US Embassy in Singapore, we had the pleasure of Evan Lyshechek, who is a US Olympic figure skating champion in Singapore, and he hosted he conducted a jumps masterclass and spent time engaging with our figure skaters. Pedro was there as well.
I was there.
Yeah, we'll come to you in a second. Let's catch up with Trevor first. I mean, we've got two students from the Singapore Sports School in the studios today, Trevor Tan and Pedro Sung. Trevor first, you're a short track speed skater. How has 2020 been for you so far? We're only about 6 weeks in.
2020 has been like great for me. I'm IB year 6 student in the Singapore Sports School, and currently I'm taking 3 subjects in the IB, so I actually have more time to balance my sports and my studies. And yeah.
So IB is International Baccalaureate, right?
Yeah.
Which are the subjects that you're taking in school?
I'm taking English, Math and Chinese, and yeah, the schedule is less tiring than when I was having my leave of absence in Korea last year. So last year I used to like have very long hours of training, about 8 to 10 hours a day, and this time around I only have about like 2 hours of school in one day and around 4 hours of training a day.
Okay. Yeah. And because last year you also took 1 year leave of absence from school, right?
Yeah.
To prepare for the SEA Games, you'll touch on that in a little while. Your fellow schoolmate, Pedro Sung, is a figure skater. Pedro, how has this new decade been for you so far?
I think the new decade has been filled with highs and lows. Like, some of the highs are having like such great athletes such as Evan Lyshechek and world champion Olympian such as Miki Ando come into Singapore to help coach, like create to hold a camp for us, like figure skaters. And I think that has benefited us greatly, like to improve all the techniques and stuff. But it has also been filled with a few lows, such as dealing with injuries. A few injuries I've been dealing with and still currently dealing with.
Okay.
But I don't think it has really slowed me down in the training. I think maybe been a bit more cautious in training, but overall progress hasn't really slowed me down.
So when you interacted with Evan, the American Olympic gold medalist, what did you take back from that short experience with him?
I think what I took back was a lot of the the unknown stuff that when you see an athlete. Because when you see an athlete, all you think about is like, well, they train, they go and they compete, you know. Mm-hmm. But then he shared with us a lot of in-depth stuff, like how he had to work with several nutritionists, because for him, like, not just one nutritionist worked for him. Mm-hmm. You know? So he had to experiment with a lot of different diets, how he managed like all the tight hours in between like training and then competition. So all the tight hours he has to like work out with his nutritionist, how to get the energy in but also not like have to consume a whole meal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he shared a lot of the unknown stuff lah, that we can bring into and help like grow as an athlete.
Nice. So you're still studying at the Singapore Sports School.
Yeah.
At what level and what are your core subjects?
I'm currently Sec 3. I'm supposed to be Sec 4, but like Trevor, I took a year off. And I'm currently in the express stream. So I'm trying to aim for the pre-poly or the true train. So the course that I'm trying to aim for actually is more catered to like your sports.
Mm.
So this will allow me to like focus on studies but also focus on sport. So I won't compromise studies but I also can progress faster in my sports as well. So I think it's much better course for me.
Nice. All the best on foot. Where is the course?
It's in the school.
Oh, it's in
SSP. So it's well, like the poly but in school as well.
Oh, okay. Alicia, it was an overall a successful campaign for ice skating at the 30th SEA Games in Manila. Just a few months ago, Singapore came back with 4 gold, 1 bronze. Did CISA expect the short track speed skaters especially to haul in 3 gold medals?
Well, yes, it was a very good campaign for us. We won 4 golds out of the 8 on the table, so that was fantastic.
Mm.
And our short track skaters won 3. Cheyenne, as you know, swept both titles for the ladies' event.
Yep.
And the men's team won the relay event. Did we expect it? Well, let's just say we were optimistic going to the games.
Mm.
The team worked really hard. And after the disappointment of not winning any gold in 2017.
In KL.
Yes, in KL. This was a real solid victory, right? They came back really, really strong. Or the short track team came back really, really strong.
Mm.
And won not just 1, but 3 golds.
Mm.
Really proud of them.
Okay. And we all are certainly all proud of all the entire skating team that went. What about the performance of Chloe Ng on the ice when she triumphed in figure skating?
Well, she did very well, considering the immense pressure she must have felt to keep the goal with Singapore. Mm. As you know, in 2017, Shuran and Chloe delivered a 1-2 finish, right, in figure skating. Mm. In Manila, Chloe, at the end of the short program, Chloe finished in, was standing in 2nd place, but she didn't let the pressure get to her.
Mm.
She delivered a very, very good free skate. It was beautiful. I still remember, I was in Manila and I still remember the look of pure joy on her face when she finished her free skate. Beautiful. She totally deserved the gold.
Okay. What about our 2 student athletes in the studio? They made their games debuts as well back in Manila.
Yeah.
How did they perform overall?
Well, Pedro made history. He was the first
first
male figure skater to represent Singapore at the SEA Games.
Mm-hmm.
He was also the youngest in the field.
At the age of 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was the youngest in the field. To finish 5th out of 7 skaters with a new personal best is really commendable effort.
Okay. Trevor?
Trevor was part of the men's team that delivered gold in the relay event.
Okay.
In fact, out of the 4 members of the team, 3 were making their debut at the SEA Games. So really, really proud of the team.
Mm.
As for the individual events, I think he's enjoyed the experience a lot of learning for him.
Mm.
I'll let him share his personal reflection with you later on.
Okay. Trevor, what target did you set for yourself? I mean, before heading to your very first SEA Games.
Personally, I targeted to at least like medal for like get a gold medal for an individual event, at least let's say my 500 meters and definitely get the gold medal for the relay.
Okay.
But however, like due to my lack of experience in terms of racing, for my 500 meter, I tripped during the starts.
Oh.
And then for my 1000 meter event, I got a penalty in the end. So I in the end, I didn't like medal in like the individual events, but fortunately, I still managed to get the gold medal for the team.
Wow, so you came back still with the gold in hand.
Yeah.
Nice. What penalty?
Penalty.
You went out of bounds.
I pushed one of the other skaters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
By accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens in the
sport. Yeah, it happens. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You took one. If it's not by accident, okay. You took 1 year off from studying to focus on the SEA Games. Was it worth it? And what was your most memorable takeaway or lesson learned from the short track campaign in Manila?
I think like me taking 1 year off from school is mainly actually for the WIOG, the Winter Youth Olympic Games, as well as the SEA Games.
Right.
So it was definitely a very fruitful experience. Like, I actually got to know many of the skaters and made friends with them, and it, like knowing that we trained together in such a hard training regime, you know, it kind of like bonded us together. Like, and if you were to ask me to like, let's say, choose again, like when back when I was 11 years old, whether I wanted to do this sport, whether I wanted to like train like this, I would still pick this because of the memories that they have been forged. So for these SEA Games, I feel like I learned a lot about the like racing tactics, because and like how to a lot of like the mental preparations, like I was trying to figure out like a very like a suitable mental preparation for me. So that time I still wasn't experienced enough. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's definitely a good experience for me.
Okay. Pedro, as we mentioned earlier, you became Singapore's very first male figure skater to qualify and then compete in the SEA Games for Singapore. So what was going through your mind before leaving the country for the Games?
I think all that went through my mind was just trying to enjoy the experience and like learn as much as I can. Because all my competitors were older than me, much more experienced and stronger than me. So. Going to the Games, all I thought was just trying to learn from them as an athlete and really take back like how I can improve on like this or that, you know, like preparation right before you start, how do you prepare like mentally, physically, everything, you know. And I think when I went there, it was like it was much different experience than what I thought it would be, you know, because I've been to a lot of competitions like ISU competitions, but I've never been to a major games. So I think the experience really helped me in dealing with a lot of the pressure, especially after Chloe won the gold and I was next to skate. So
how do you top that?
Yeah. And then like the pressure is like really high, you know.
So considering that, were you happy with your performance and what was your overall experience like over there, especially since you two took 1 year off to prep for the Games?
I think the experience is like bittersweet, you know. That was good parts, that was bad parts. Obviously, my shot, I was quite satisfied with it. I was actually quite surprised at the score because I was expecting a low score, but I got a pretty high score.
Okay.
But for the free, I think, like I said, the pressure got to me. You know, and I didn't know how to deal with the pressure, and I've never
been in that situation.
Yeah, I've never been in such a situation where I felt so much pressure, and I think it really got to me, and I didn't perform to the best of my ability. I started off well, and then after the first fall, I think it really hit me, and I couldn't cope with it, and that's where I would like want to go back and do it again because I know I can do better than that. You know, it's like that has been with me for so long, and it just like it sucks to know that I could have done better. But looking on the bright side, the experience and like what Trevor said, becoming friends with all of these top skaters, especially like Julian Lee from Malaysia, who was a Winter Olympian.
Okay.
So, and he won the event. I think becoming his friend and really talking to him during this whole period helped me to learn a lot of stuff that I didn't know.
Okay.
Like how he deals with all the pressure, especially since he was the 2017 SEA Games gold medalist. So he had a lot of pressure on him to get gold again, and I learned how like he dealt with like all the mental stress and how he deals with all the pressure that's upon him.
I mean, I know it's a cliche saying, but like they say, at first if you don't succeed, you get up and try again. So, I mean,
I think that's life story of an athlete.
Yeah, At least you've already experienced it now at a very young age.
Yeah.
It will only serve you, you know, much better as you progress through your rest of your sporting career. Trevor, you had a memorable start to the year when you travelled to Lausanne to compete at the Winter Youth Olympic Games. How did it feel to be one of three Singaporeans sent to compete at the Winter YOG in Lausanne?
I feel very honoured to be like the first few Singaporeans to go to Lausanne and represent Singapore in the first time Singapore is represented at the Youth Winter Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really happy to see Singapore's flag flying high in Lausanne. Yeah.
Okay. And which event did you compete in and how did you sort of fare?
I competed in the 500 meter event and the 1000 meter event. For my 500 meter, I managed to qualify from the heats to the quarterfinal, but then in the quarterfinal, also quarterfinal is like top 16 really. Mm. So in the quarterfinal, I actually got a yellow card.
Mm.
Like I made a really silly mistake. So in the end, I actually got a no ranking. Yeah, and then for my 1000 meters, I didn't do as well. Like I got 23rd placing out of 32 because of like my inexperience in racing. Like I felt like I could have done a lot better for my 1000 meters because of my lack of like race tactics and like I just couldn't react in time to what was happening. I didn't do as well as I expected it to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would you say is the best lesson you took away from, you know, the Youth Winter Olympic Games?
I would say the best lesson I took away was like me, like all the racing experience with these world top youth athletes, especially coming from my sports, like let's say like Korea, they're actually all like world level skaters already. So like learning even more race tactics and experience actually helps me, I feel like it helps me become a even better skater, like a more all-rounded skater. And also that I managed to talk to the physiologists and like psychologists over there, and I actually found a suitable mental preparation that like fits me and it actually calms me down. So I feel like that's the main things that I learned from there. And now that I've been to the WIOG, I actually feel like very inspired. Like I really want to take on Beijing 2022 right now, because during the closing ceremony I was like so sad, like I know I didn't do my best, but then it was so sad because it was the closing ceremony. So I promised myself like, oh, I'm gonna definitely like continue to work hard and I'm gonna go to all like the competitions, get all the race experience, and in Beijing 2022 I'm gonna give my best shot again.
2022 is the
Winter Olympics, the actual one.
Okay. All the best. Okay, yeah. We'll bring Alicia back in just before we come back to the two student athletes. Since we're talking about schools, what is the situation with the sport as a CCA in the school? Is ice skating in Singapore schools today?
No, it's not, unfortunately.
It's not
something that we hope to work towards. It actually brings us back to the issue of the facility. We have only one Olympic sized ring in Singapore. And
J-Cube.
Which is J-Cube.
Yeah.
And that rink is a public facility as well. The bulk of the hours, or a substantial number of hours, are open to the public. And the NSAs, such as us, get the shoulder hours, the early morning hours and the late night hours. Right? It's not really ideal for school-going athletes.
Okay.
And within the NSAs, we're talking about sharing the ice time between ice hockey, ice skating. And we also understand curling wants to introduce or expand their programs.
Curling?
Yes.
You have curling?
Yes, we have curling in Singapore.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
So we understand curling wants to expand their programs as well. And within ice skating, we have figure skating and short track speed skating, two different disciplines. And we also hope to expand the disciplines as well, introduce more disciplines like dance, pairs, synchronized skating, So there's a lot more we would like to do.
Yeah.
And given that there's only one rink, it is a tough fight for ice hours amongst the sports and amongst the disciplines.
Yeah. Okay.